Yo, 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 what's good, man? Welcome to another episode of the Pod Daddy. You know, I'm your host, Ramon. I got a very, very special guest with me today, man.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. My guy, Hello Shello, in the building with me, man. Let him know what's up, man. Tell him about yourself, bro.
Well, first off, I'm Hello Shello. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. I come from the east side, Richmond Northeast, what's good. Man, I've been doing music for a very, very long time. Got a lot of hits out on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. And, you know, now I got other artists following behind.
Word up. Give them your Instagram and all that stuff so people can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at HelloShello15. That's HelloShello15, and Shello is spelled S-H-E-L-O-O. I mean, S-H-E-L-L-O, excuse
Come
me.
Come on, now. Get your shit together. All right. So, yeah. Make sure y'all follow him, man. Bro got some real good music, yo. He coming at the South Carolina music thing a little different than other people. So, it's turnt. It's fun. It's good music. So, we going to chop it up about music, about life, about everything, man. We going to have some good times. Y'all already know how we do here, though, man. We start each episode with a positive moment. You know what I mean? I love a positive moment because... it's just a time that I use actually to reflect, because I gotta find a positive moment. You know what I mean? I gotta find what I think is positive and what I want to put out there. So I love doing this. And today, since I got an artist in here, I'm gonna pull probably my favorite rap lyric of all time, and it's from the great Aubrey Graham, aka Drake, my favorite rapper. Okay. But it's don't ever forget the moment you began to doubt, transitioning from fitting in to standing out. That line is in So Far Gone. Well, let's say what's real, which is on So Far Gone. And that came out when I was a freshman in college, man. And I remember being in a situation and feeling like, God damn, where am I at? What's going on? Like, do I have friends here? Do I not have friends here? Like, what's the deal? And just hearing that let me know, like, if I don't fit in, that don't mean that it's a bad thing. If I don't fit in, maybe I'm standing out. Maybe I'm going further and I'm going above and beyond everybody around. You feel me? So that was a powerful moment for me. You know what I mean? Like, one of the things that people say is change comes from being uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? So anybody going through a situation right now where you're uncomfortable, or you looking around at the people around you and you feel yourself like, yo, I don't belong here. That's not always a bad thing, my friends.
That's real life. Like, just to keep it real, like, a lot of people may not even notice it, but a lot of people thrive when they're uncomfortable. Yep. Like, that's one thing that, like, it's a fortunate, unfortunate situation, but I feel like a lot of my best stuff has come from me being uncomfortable. But when you're uncomfortable, you realize you're gonna go above and beyond to make sure whatever it is, because you want to be comfortable.
Yeah, because you want that so bad. And one thing you always hear people say is, oh, like, I could wait till the last minute. I like that pressure. You feel me? Like, when you in school, people like, oh, yeah, I like doing my 10-page paper the last night because I know I got, you know. You got to take that same energy and put it into your life. You feel me? Like, when you under pressure, use that same momentum that you use and everything else that you use to succeed. Take that and put it into your dreams. Take that and put it into whatever it is that you're doing. Because just because shit not rolling for you in the way that you thought it was going to roll, that don't mean that the dice ain't going to come up seven at some point.
You can't give up, because it's like the moment you give up, you could have been right there.
Both death. The moment you give up, that could have been the moment. You was right there. Word up. I like that, son. So let's get into the pod, man. I hope that shit gave somebody like a little motivation. But now it's time to have some motherfucking fun.
Let's get it.
Pod. Politics is usual.
Pod daddy.
You feel me? The pod daddy. You know what I mean? I love this shit, yo. But, yo, you said recently that you got some other artists. And I know that you the executive producer. An album, who you exact EP for, and how was that like? What was that like?
Right now I got an artist that I'm working strongly with. He goes by Don P, the Flavor Guy, and that's THA, and Flavors FLAVA.
Mm-hmm.
So Don P, the Flavor Guy. He's also from here, Columbia, South Carolina.
Right.
His project is Vote for Pedro, Trap of the Century. It's pretty self-explanatory. Like, we took the concept from Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
Because he goes by Pedro.
Okay, so, I feel you.
Yeah, you know, and last year was the election or whatever, so, you know, try to throw all of that shit in there. It dropped on inauguration, which pretty much still worked out for us because we got the playoff of that.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what was it like? Like being the EP, being on the other side instead of being the rapper. Like, did you pick his beats or like how did you like what role did you play?
I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Shout out to Pedro because he's a very intelligent person and he catches on to shit very, very fast. I didn't pick Pedro beats. The most I did for this project, I wrote a hook that they on a song called Big Debate. I wrote the hook first, and then they played off of that.
Yeah,
and I basically cleared the project, make sure it sounded good or whatever. Pedro, he just us working beforehand, you know, him seeing how I work,
and
how I do it or whatever. He pretty much picked it up pretty fast.
He's
a fast learner. So, like, from there, he took the matter in his own hands to go ahead and put the project together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't have to babysit him or nothing.
Yeah,
like, he went and did his thing. I went to the studio session, but I ain't have to be like, most I had to do was just, like, for real, like I said, write the hook. And then I'd be like, well, do this way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, sound.
Just give, like, directions. Yeah. But you ain't have to be too.
I didn't have to do too much.
And that's dope.
That right there, I can appreciate somebody who still listens and still can still take what they've already learned and apply it and, you know, do it at a very high level.
Yeah, yeah. So when y'all was in the studio and y'all making music and shit, like, y'all making music to build a fan base, do you think? Or was y'all making music like, oh, yo, this shit about to go on the radio type shit? Like what's the difference? Like, what was y'all mentality in there?
It's really both. Because they explain it. It's like, one, you need those bangers, or that's the time we're in right now.
You gotta get something on the radio.
It's about the single. Whether it's gonna go on the radio or not, it gotta feel good. It gotta apply to somebody's everyday life. They gotta be able to play it back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I gotta put this on my playlist because I gotta hear this every day. I gotta
the playlist is the radio now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like I said, you do want to build the fans, so it's just like. So my process is, I even told this to a young kid who's producing beats right now. Yeah. I told him, I said, you gotta make sure you want to hear it all the time. You gotta be a fan. You gotta take yourself out of the artist's shoes sometimes, and you gotta be a fan.
Yeah.
If you not gonna bump this all the time, it's not gonna fly.
Most definitely. And you think that's what y'all made? You think y'all made a project that's some shit that need to bump all the time?
This Pedro project should be bumped all the time.
I
bump it all the time. Like it's that.
It's fire. What is it in line with? It's trap music, I'm assuming.
It's trap music, but it's like he's on a broader scale trap. Like, it's like real life. He's still talking about, he's a father first, you know what I'm saying? You know, he discusses that in the EP.
So he got some introspective joints and all that I should.
So it's like, you know,
okay,
you got the trap feel, but it's like you get in real life with the shit.
Yeah, that's where it's at too. And like, especially where we at now with hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Especially because like niggas, everybody want to be, like, it seemed like the wave is to be a thug. Like, you feel me? Like, the Pooh Shiesties of the world, 42 Dugs.
Yeah.
I've never heard none of them. Well, I just heard a Pooh Shiesties song for the first time over the weekend. I heard this song. It was I heard this song, Get It Back in Blood. Mm-hmm. Isn't that Pooh Shiesties?
Yeah,
I just heard that song for the first time. And it was cool, you know what I'm saying? But goddamn, man, Get It Back in Blood, nigga. That nigga was like, yo, I just robbed your homie with no mask. Come Get It Back in Blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we in a time of the
we
one.
We in a time, everybody boy, where be music hard. Is so tough, boy. Nigga, I only listen to R&B. I don't got time.
I
don't have time.
I listen to 90s R&B all the time.
I don't have time.
Nigga. The only Jasmine reason why I do it,
please.
It helps make me vulnerable to be honest on the tracks.
Okay.
Like, it, you know, when you listen to certain music, give you the feelings or whatever.
Yeah.
I can write R&B type songs,
mm-hmm.
but that ain't like my lane.
Yeah.
But listening to 90s R&B, it helps put me in the mood to create whatever music that I'm about to create.
In space. So where how we just said, where everything being so thugged out with music, what do you think about, like, where we at with hip hop? Like, you think this is hip hop, or what do you think?
It's hip hop still. These young kids are they're expressing, you know, what's still on their mind. You know what I'm saying? The kids are kind of they're running the music.
That's true.
The music right now.
We are at the age now where we are a little older than what's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we could kind of look at what's something. You know what I'm saying? And be like, yeah, I can't do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's okay for him.
Yeah, for the young boy to do that. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, I look at rappers like Fabolous and shit like that, that's always been able to age. Even Jay-Z, like, I don't think I ever saw Jay-Z aging this gracefully in hip hop.
This nigga is still spitting. He has a way to still tap in with the youth.
Somehow. But he talking so rich.
I mean, that's where he's at. So he has to talk that.
Like, how? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, it's crazy to me that he still finds ways to connect.
It's
where he's at, my
it's
nigga. You good.
He still shows a lot of love to even the new generation of rappers. Like, with the title playlist, he's putting names on there. Yeah, that
he
you
ain't gonna get on
expect.
Your song, but he gonna put you in a place to get some money, though.
Yeah. And, like, you know, he still helps out people as far as, like, Lil Uzi and 21 Savage and Megan Thee Stallion. They are the Godfather is still, he's still rocking with us. He's still showing love.
I'm talking about when this nigga get on a track.
I mean.
And he still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga can still, did you hear that song with Nipsey Hussle?
I did.
Nigga, he's still spazzing on tracks. This shit is crazy.
That's not going to go nowhere.
Bro, is he the best rapper ever? You have to say Jay-Z is the best rapper of all time. I don't even like Jay-Z like that, but goddamn. You look like you want to say Lil Wayne.
I do want to say Lil Wayne.
I could tell. Lil Wayne didn't age gracefully.
That's the only reason why he's not. Lil Wayne had a moment where, I mean, he was still spitting, but he had a moment where we didn't care. But
I think we always cared.
He
was not spitting.
If you go back and listen to Funeral and, The Carter Four?
Yeah.
My boy is still there.
I mean, listen, he's there. He could rap, but nah, he's not doing the same thing in tracks that Jay-Z do when he get on the track. He's not doing the same thing.
I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's why, when I have the Wayne versus Jay-Z, I've lost all my Wayne versus Jay-Z discussion.
You can't win it. It's an unwinnable thing because
I feel like I put up a great fight for Wayne. And I have great points for Wayne.
The only reason why it's unwinnable is because he didn't age gracefully, bro. If he aged gracefully, or if Jay-Z put out a whack verse, then...
But it's the age gracefully, for real, like you said, because, like...
when's Jay-Z's last whack verse?
I'll put it this way.
There isn't one.
Wayne had the moment where he put the pressure on Jay-Z, and he had the upper hand. And that's mm-hmm. where I carry Wayne, because he had that for so long.
Now let me tell you why Drake is better than Lil Wayne too. Who run was better?
Ooh.
And who run has been longer?
Drake. The only way I'm not giving Drake that full nod is because he took whole verses.
What you mean he took whole
verses? Quentin Miller gave Drake like whole verses that he used.
He didn't. I mean, no. See, and okay, let's have this discussion. He did not take whole rap verses.
He took a couple of them.
Not rap verses. These were
The little bop verses. Okay,
these were
okay.
R&B. You know what I'm saying?
No. Like if you're reading this, he took like a couple verses from Quentin, word from word.
It was, but then
they weren't like strong verse. They were like I said, bop verses.
Yeah, it's not. That's he took melodic shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like that's the same thing. He took this. Yes, he took the words. Yeah, I'm saying that. I feel you coming from, but I'm talking about like he did not like the Lord Noses of the world. Like, if you read Innocence is too late, that album is dope.
It's a mixtape album.
Yeah, it's dope. It aged really well, but also it's a melodic. It's not rap. Like, that's like, you feel me? Like, it's more like melodies and sing songy. You feel me? Like, that's more R&B. Like, he took more, like, he took that, like, yeah, he took some shit like that.
I mean,
that.
But he's been it's doing that. He's been doing like that. I give him, like,
it's
the R&B.
Same thing that Travis Scott
does. I give him, like, the R&B thing, because it's like, he did that, like, he's been doing the R&B thing with, like, The Weeknd and the artist he has, Party.
Yeah.
And, you know, he been doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like if we don't hold Beyonce accountable.
Nah.
For not writing her music.
Beyonce just come with the voice and the dance.
Exactly, for me. Like, so only thing I'm saying is, in certain veins, Drake is in a Beyonce type world.
He's making
a pop song.
Yeah.
You feel me? And when you're making a pop song, I didn't make the pop song. But them verses that you like, and that you felt when that nigga said, "I told my story and made story."
Okay,
like
I will,
that
and that's another thing
that's
I will give
Drake,
you,
nigga.
Like I tell people this all the time, like, because even like in the beef with Meek Mill or whatever, Meek had the situation like charged up. Meek was like, "Oh yeah, he wrote that." Drake has this thing called I like to call the Drake flow, the original flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Where he's just spitting like you saying.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can't take that away from him.
So
can't
I guess
take that away.
I guess what we're saying is, like, when it comes to, like, trying to make the radio song, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or
most definitely.
Bass, he gets help for the radio joints.
That nigga does something different.
Yeah.
He's different.
He is.
He's top five all time.
I tell people all the time, I've hated on Drake, and I didn't try to hate on Drake, and to a certain extent.
You can't hate on
Drake. It's hard. Because you still gonna sing. I still know the songs that I hated on.
That's crazy. I was hating on him. And you an emotional guy.
Look.
Are you not an emotional guy? Keep it a bean.
Me and Drake.
I'm an emotional guy.
Let me tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Drake were both Scorpios.
So what do that mean?
Sometimes, like, we kind of, like, when it comes to, like, feelings and shit or whatever, we relate. We relate a lot. Like,
so you don't like the
our
fact
characteristic.
That
I think it bothers me that somebody relates to, that I relate to somebody so much.
Oh,
and then like I said, it's a little hater or whatever. I done hated on
you
Drake,
hating,
you know what I'm saying?
Hating,
so I'm like, damn, this motherfucker's so good, bro.
That's crazy, though. That nigga, he said,
yeah. I'm going to keep it real about the shit, but, like, nah, like, Drake is that.
Matter of fact, all right, we are recording on the day that Biggie died.
Facts.
All right, so matter of fact, fuck this list I got written down, man. We're going to talk about some shit.
And Biggie's on my top five.
I was just about to say, if you don't got Biggie in your top five, you crazy.
No, Biggie's definitely in my top five.
Okay, so what's your top five? Let me just hear it so I can tell you if it's trash or not.
T.I., Lil Wayne.
Trash.
Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
Biggie, and Gucci Mane.
T.I.
I feel like T.I. was one of the rappers that I probably related to the most.
But you ain't like Drake, and you related to him? Come on, man, it's crazy.
T.I. is...
That's crazy. You a southern ass nigga.
That's
what it is,
yeah.
too. Like, you like, did you like UGK and all of them and shit like that?
Or 3-6 Mafia.
You got T.I. in the top five.
T.I.'s my favorite rapper.
So you think T.I. better than DMX?
Yes.
What? You know
DMX? Freestyle, no. But, like...
You know DMX dropped 2 number one albums.
Yeah, in the same year. They both went platinum.
Yeah. But
I'm hip to what's going on.
I'm
don't
just
get fucked up.
Like, yeah, like, so you DMX?
That's just where I'm at, you know what I'm saying?
DMX though.
I love DMX.
That's crazy.
Like,
so T.I.'s better than Drake.
How's It Going Down is my favorite DMX song.
So T.I.'s better than Drake?
No.
Did you say Drake in your top five?
No.
Oh, just because this is your
personal favorite.
Five. Your, okay, I can't attack your personal five because that's what you listen to. Now, I will say I respect Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
On your time. I would never debate anybody who got Gucci Mane in their top five because...
I just had to come to the real with that, for real.
I wouldn't listen to a Gucci Mane song, not too much, not too often. Like, that's not my vibe. But also, that nigga changed music. He responsible for too much.
Him and Wayne.
He's responsible
for Wayne and Jay.
No, Wayne did not change music.
He did.
Lil Wayne.
Wayne is the reason why everybody drops music so rapidly.
Lil Wayne kept lyricism alive during a time with lyricism. During that time when Jay-Z couldn't figure out, because he benefited because he was Southern. You feel me? So when Jay-Z couldn't really figure out how to navigate that space, you know what I'm saying? When Jadakiss and Fabulous was just too Northern to even
came down south.
And then you had Dipset doing what they was doing, you feel me? But they were just so fly. They was already so fly that
Cam'ron's my honorable mention too.
Okay, Cam'ron is that nigga for a fact. But yeah, Cam'ron's that nigga. So, but like Lil Wayne was able to carry lyricism through that whole Snap Music era.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I give him credit for that. He was the best rapper during a time when rapping was terrible. Thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like realistically. But
it just was like
his run is not as long as Drake's.
That era
run, or you know what I'm saying? Wayne, like, I don't know. It's not.
That era was
he benefited from a down year.
That era was the era when hip hop really started becoming like making the hits.
That's a fact. But hip hop always been about hits, though.
Yeah. I mean, but this.
But the type of hits changed because.
Like, for the type of hits for the South.
Yeah, the type of hits changed. Yeah. It was like, yo, now I don't care if you can rap. I need to be able to dance to this in the club.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay-Z was able to come out with Big Pimpin'. And then after Big Pimpin', he was lost.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because it was like, whoa. Like, you feel me? Niggas went to some whole other shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at that fucking Andre 3000 when they was at, what was that? At the Source Awards when he said the South got something to say. After that everything changed.
Luda came.
Yeah, when Luda came, like, niggas was still hot, but it was like, yo, like, how do I get my footing in this?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It wasn't until you had the resurgence of, it took Ye to make motherfucking Jay-Z back running.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Like, it took somebody young who had a different perspective and was able to usher in a whole new sound of, you know what I mean? Like, okay, look, let me give you some beats that, you know what I mean? And then Ye was able to change how people thought about music now.
Yeah.
Okay, boom, like, oh yeah, the South and all that dance shit, but hold up, let me get y'all back to the essence. Let me get y'all back to samples.
Soul.
Let me get y'all back to the soul of this music shit.
Lyrics.
You know what I mean? Like Ye was, Ye changed that shit. You know what
Ye
mean?
Changed a lot.
He
changed a lot in the game.
It's certain pillars and it's certain people who changed music throughout the process. Like, it's just certain people that did things, and, like, you could just point out their mark on music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just point out where, okay, like to me, Biggie is one of those people. That's who I started to talk about. Biggie is just the best rapper of all time to me because, bro, his flow changed. It changed everything. When Big came
everybody
out.
Everybody still raps like Biggie.
Yes. When Big came out, the flow was so rudimentary. Niggas was still dun, 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 dun. This nigga was the first nigga to start
swagging on the beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Forever.
You know the really?
And honestly, that's what somebody like Gucci Mane does. Less lyrical than mm-hmm. Biggie, but the way he swag on. Biggie brought swag to.
Yeah. Nah, Gucci bought trap.
I mean, no, Gucci did that, but I'm saying, like, as far as like swagging on the beat,
yeah,
Biggie was lyrically
that nigga,
swagging
was
on the beat.
He was different, bro. That nigga, he was rhyming two words in the same bar. Like, that's what you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't nobody in the same bar hitting you with two word rhymes at that point in time when Biggie came out.
Double
entendres. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't getting that. You know what I mean?
He had the different cadences. Come like, on, that's man. A lot of what's going on even in the South right man. Now. Like, cadences.
Just that whole vibe. Yeah, man. And then, like we talked about, snap music and all of that. That was a thing. Nobody, Wayne don't get that credit because nobody could rap like Lil Wayne. Wayne's flow is too Wayne's. The next person that really changed music like that was Future.
Yeah.
Future and Drake. Because Drake and Future got the same flow. But I don't know who started it.
They both got a lot of different flows.
Nah, but that thing that they do is the same. I don't know what to put my finger
They're
on
both
it
Scorpios
as.
Too.
But that thing that they do is the same, you know what I mean? And I don't know who did it first. I'm sure Drake did it first just because he was out longer, you feel me? But Future trapped Drake's sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, Future flow isn't. They
both talk about their feelings.
Future flow is not the Migos flow, and it's not Gucci's flow.
It's his own thing.
It's Drake's flow. I'm telling you, son, they got the same flow. The same flow, bro.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen.
You gotta listen to it, son. But Future is probably the next person after like. I don't know, maybe like, I don't know. After between Biggie and, I don't like, maybe like when Trap took over, I don't know who, I feel like the flow is the same. Like, after Biggie, it was Jay-Z who raps like Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I just found
out. He has a couple different flows.
But it's Biggie's flow. The ground, the flow, the father. Like, I just found out that after Biggie died, they gave Jay-Z all fucking Biggie beats.
Mm.
I just found that out, man. Like, so, like, I think
the after Reasonable Doubt, the way it was the Life and Times, that's volume one and two, those are probably Biggie joints.
Those is all Biggie beats.
I mean, it makes sense because like Herb Gotti sounds. Started working with. That's when Herb Gotti was working with
and
Jay-Z.
Puffy's like, yeah. I think he got EP credits on them shows.
He probably did. Yeah. You real knowledgeable on music, man.
At certain points, bro. I just listen to a lot of shit.
You're more knowledgeable than, like, somebody else who ain't doing music.
Oh, yeah. No, I just... Honestly, I just have really hard opinions, so it sounds like I'm knowledgeable. I don't know shit, bro. But I do, like... I appreciate the timeline. I appreciate the timeline of music. Like, yeah. That is one thing I appreciate. I do appreciate the timeline of music, like... Like, I like the fact that music changed. I like the fact that, like, and I like being able to identify, like, oh, this person really, like, ushered in a new sound. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, T.I. get that credit, but I don't think T.I. all the way get it. That's why, like, T.I. in the top five, nope. Mm-mm.
And then, like we were saying before the show, I told you, like, because the whole discussion I had on Facebook, like, snap music was my favorite time period, and that's the time period T.I. was reigning.
Yeah, but
T.I. and Lil Wayne was raining during Snap Music.
They was raining, you feel me? But okay, so Snap Music, do you think that was the best era in music?
I don't think it was the best era, it's just my favorite.
Snap Music era. We had a lot of fun during
It felt good.
But that was like high school.
I was getting high as fuck too.
I think the next era right after that was a little bit better than that.
Like, that's when Kanye started taking reign and then Drake.
Yeah.
That's probably like...
Like that early, like from 2009 to maybe like 2015 was fire.
Besides maybe like the Death Row Bad Boy, to me might be the best.
I don't know, but to get Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, J. Cole, and Drake in like 3-4 year span... Like,
this
you know
is
what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. This
we
is the, definitely the most talented era.
Talent, yeah, it was some talented niggas.
There's a lot of talented, that came through this. Well, this is a new era now. But
yeah,
like that little era when like some of us were in college and
becoming
adults.
Niggas was getting off for real. Like,
yeah.
Like Kendrick and J. Cole. Are still fire, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it was...
That, everybody's waiting on them to drop
like
right
to
now.
Have three,
and
to
like
have
was,
three niggas that you still anticipate from the same era? Because do you put Kendrick and Drake and J. Cole in the same era?
Yeah, they're in the same era.
Same class.
At Wale, Meek Mill.
Yeah, Wale and Meek. Yeah, to compare
Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi's with them?
No, I'm saying in that era.
In that class. Yeah.
Kanye's considered still that era too. No, Kanye came before that era, but that's when Kanye was reigning that era.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I guess like he came out a little like he wasn't in that freshman.
Nah.
He was a senior.
He was still in high school.
He was still in high school, but he was a senior that year. So yeah, I feel you.
But now that era, that little group.
That's gotta be the. I don't know, but then you still like you know. Only thing is longevity wise.
I think I'm just stuck. I'm because like I said, I listen to a lot. Like I said, a lot of '90s R&B. So it kind of like transitions to like the hip hop of that time. Because like I'm a big Biggie fan. I'm a big Mace fan. I got a lot of love for Tupac, Snoop.
All right, so listen, I'm going to just say this an unpopular opinion. You know who can't rap? Pop.
I'm going to give you, I know where you're going with this.
It's just my unpopular opinion. He's all right. Like, I mean, his songs are amazing.
Yeah, he makes good songs, but like, if it comes like the like lyrics, like the we're talking about the double entendres and all that shit, he doesn't do that.
That nigga's a nasty. He's a good poet. Like, if we just talking about writers, yeah. But like, his songs are good, yeah. But that nigga is not on. He should not be in nobody's top five lyrically.
Lyrically,
that is crazy.
I'm gonna give you that.
That's crazy.
But a lot of people are going. A lot of people, like you said, a lot of people are going to disagree with that.
I feel you. So let's get a little introspective on it. You feel me? Let's, you know what I mean? Let's just talk a little bit. You grew up a lot with your mom.
Yeah, I grew up with my mom.
Hey, yo, you haven't been called a mama's boy?
It never really. I probably am, but like I never got called it.
For real? Yeah. Nobody never brought that to your attention before.
I guess because like me and my mom, we're not like too emotional, you know what I'm saying? Like me and my mom don't even gotta like when we're younger, when I'm younger and like she's younger, we got like pictures together. But like as I start getting older, I don't got like a lot of pictures with my mom.
Yeah. So I don't really need that. Me and my mother not emotional. But being like, just being kind of raised by my mother, it just always kind of, I don't know, maybe because I was up top. So top niggas just always want to talk shit anyway. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you just always kind of get that label. Like, oh shit, like, niggas just him and his mom. That nigga mother's boy.
I guess it's like, what, like, how much are you seeing with your mom? It might be that.
I feel you.
Because if you seen with your mom a lot, they might give you that label.
Yeah, because see, I'm fly with my mother. So my mother was always around. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
me and my mom, like, we real tight. But, like I said, I was running around when I was young. You know
so
what
you
saying?
Was getting it in?
Yeah, I was moving around. I wasn't never, like...
So what age you started fucking?
My mom was always working.
What age did you start fucking? I was too. My mother was always working too.
I was 16.
You was 16 when you started fucking? Yeah. Okay, so.
I ain't gonna lie, I was scared as hell.
You was scared as hell?
Because, like, it's like, I'm like, damn, I don't want to get the girl pregnant or whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What if I do something wrong and shit?
So, what was my biggest fear was nothing fast. I did not want to nut fast. Because we grew up in that era when Missy came out with Minuteman.
Yeah.
Nigga, I did not want to nut fast.
I never thought about that.
Bro, I was so, nigga, I was nervous than a motherfucker. I was like, oh, shit. What if I nut fast? That shit would be tragic, nigga.
You was what, how old?
I was young. I was like, keep it a bean. I had sex when I was like 11.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and yo, then, that's getting through.
Nah, but then I didn't have sex again. Until I was like older, I had sex. So I had sex again when I was like 14.
Okay,
and that was just still like one time. You feel me? And then I had sex again when I was like 16, and And then after 16, I was fucking.
Yeah.
But I had like here and there little situations.
Yeah, I'm gonna say too, like but I by that age you got like a somewhat you got a high school serious girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like
so geez, now yeah,
you gonna try
to be getting it to it, you feel me? Yeah.
So that's where that is. So
where so like would you consider yourself the more chivalrous person out of your friend group? Or you think that you the nigga that's like, who the most savage out of you and your friends? Like, it's just, or are you the soft nigga?
I'm the relationship nigga. I was.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I do like, one thing for sure, I do like, if it's going to be a relationship, I want that shit to be real. Because I kind of don't got the time to be playing with nobody for real.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if I'm going to take the time out to, like, even, like, get to know you, just there in the third, like, it get to a point, like, for real, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, shit, you got to realize it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I wouldn't say I'm like the soft right now. Like I'm single. Like I'm chilling. I know mm-hmm. where I want to be when it's time to have that going on.
Most definitely.
Like I'm trying to put an empire together right now. So it's like I'm kind of just taking my time. Like
so, you when know, you say you're trying to put an empire together, just real quick, what that mean?
Like I got a lot of shit in motion. Like businesses. Mm-hmm. Of course. Like overall, I want the music. Like, I want to make sure the music is thriving, because right that's what I love. But outside of that, I got businesses that I'm working on or whatever. So, you know, mm-hmm. got to keep money coming in different sorts or whatever. Like, you're trying to be millionaires, billionaires, and you got to have more than one thing going on to do that.
Most definitely.
That takes time away from where, you know, some women require a lot of time or whatever. And it takes time to figure out who a woman is for real.
Yeah.
So, it's like, right now, it's like, we can kick it, but it's like, I ain't trying to take nothing serious right now just because, like I said, I'm trying to build that empire. So, okay. By the time, I mean, if we kicking it or whatever, and I see that you loyal or whatever, while I'm building this empire, you helping me build the empire, then, you mm-hmm. know, that's what it is. Like, that let me know right there, like, you trying to be where I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
And I ain't got nothing, no choice to respect that. That's respect the type of person I want to be around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so this podcast turned out to be mad cool, you know. We got into some cool ass shit. Fucking seeing where you was at as far as hip hop. We dug into that shit. That's nice. We're gonna wrap this shit up with my favorite thing to do on my podcast, man.
So let's get it.
That's gonna be random questions. Right?
Let's get it.
I ask most people just because I like this question. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
I want to be able to control time.
Control time. What would you do with that? Like, what does that mean?
If I can be able to, like,
freeze everyone and you still move, or be able to go back and forth in time. What does control time mean?
It's just like, I guess you, I don't, because I would say go back and forth, ideally,
mm-hmm.
but it's not meant to go back and forth, because, like, you gotta learn these lessons,
yeah.
and you gotta take it and apply it. So I guess I would say, like, but, like, I want to be able to control time for real, like.
What does that mean? Saying
I guess, like, I guess, like, freeze or whatever, like you say, because it's just, like, honestly.
Freeze people and assess the situation a little differently and then go about it.
Yeah. That, or it's just, like, I just realize how valuable time is, you know what I'm saying? Because you just never know when it's your time to go for real.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, like.
So you want to be immortal.
I don't want to say I want to be immortal either, because I understand where my time's going.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really want, it's that time is valuable, bro. That's all I can
that's
really
all you
say.
Can say.
Right. It's just like, you got to value the time. In a sense of, I want to make sure I'm getting all I can get out of my time.
All right, so Do you think somebody has to be successful to be wise?
No.
Would you listen to the words of a fool?
I would listen to the words, but I'll take what I need to take from it. Because you can learn a lesson from a fool if you take it, see how a fool move, see what a fool trying to tell you how, what they would do, what just they did. Because somebody
fell 1,000 times don't mean that they can't give you something.
Exactly.
Because now you know how not to fall, nigga. And nothing else. I dig it. So, what's the furthest you ever drove for some coochie? Don't tell a lie, nigga. You look like you drove a little bit further than me. You look like you drove to Miami for some coochie. Miami is 10 hours away.
I ain't driving to Miami. The furthest that I drive is possibly like Atlanta. So
that. But you've been to California.
I flew to California.
So, have you ever flew to California solely for some vagina?
Vagina is always in the, like, it's always a thought in the mind. Like, I would love to get some.
So, what you're saying is,
it ain't never been like a soul mission.
Okay. So, Atlanta is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I dig it.
Atlanta, it was a soul mission.
Tell me a time you were supposed to get some Gucci and it didn't work out.
Man, keep it true with you. That happens a lot. Just give me a funny ass story. Man, just to keep it true, the shorty just kept me up all night.
Like, never happened.
We smoking, we drinking, we having a good time.
Hey, you just,
but it's like,
the deal just never got serious.
Yeah, it's just like, for real, nigga, it's like you kind of, you want to be respectful, but you still throwing your jabs.
And
they just not connect. When she Floyd Mayweather with the damn
move. Hey, yo, I've always got them saying, yo, you got to respect a chick with good defense, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
A chick, when you sitting on the couch and you go to reach, you know what I'm saying, and go touch that thing, and she's just amazing at blocking your hand, but not blocking your hand, making you feel bad. But she just moved that thing out the way. Like, you know what?
Where Tom Brady won't hurt on her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? But she's so cool. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't even mad at shorty. You just like, fuck it. I'm going to just lay on your thigh all night. This is where we at. This is where we at tonight. Then fuck it. This is where we at, you nigga.
You chilling. God she's damn. Still cool. So,
cool as a motherfucker. So you just end up there, nigga. God damn, nigga.
I mean, there been a couple times you just split, though. Like, because that was the sole mission.
Now, if that's the sole mission, do you split only if you got something else lined up? Or do you split even if you don't?
I split even if I don't, because I could be doing something else.
Hell nah, nigga. I'm staying over there, nigga. Because at that point, I'm over there to rub cheeks, nigga. If nothing else, nigga, I can just rub these cheeks.
I can respect that.
You feel me? Like, what's the point in dipping?
But I'll be going with the wind. If that's the sole mission and it don't happen in a certain time
period. But hell nah.
I'll be going with the wind.
Yeah, nigga, say I'm out, nigga. I didn't get to ask you this question during the pod, but I feel like you wanted that. I'm going to ask it real quick. As a rapper, do you feel like any pressure to keep up with stereotypes? Like, do you feel like when you go in the strip club, you gotta fucking throw mad money or anything like that?
Nah, you ain't gotta. Like, there's a lot of rappers that don't.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you kind of gotta do what you want to do at the end of the day. Like, the music gonna talk to the people. Like, it's just a lot of people feel like, I mean, antics are the fastest way. So I ain't gonna even cap you. But it's like, bro, like, outside of, like, being a rapper, it's like, shit, like, throwing money in the strip club, that's a culture, you know what I'm saying? You want that dance, you go, like, it's a mating call, you know what I'm saying? Money is a mating call at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, for real.
These women don't want to talk to no broke nigga on the real, like, no disrespect, but it's just like, if you ain't got something going on about yourself, you're not going to get the type of day.
Was that?
So it's like, you know, that's a main call as far as like, but, you know, a lot of people do that to the flaunt or whatever. Like, I don't really be putting it on camera like that. I'd just be having a good time if I do it. Other than that, I buy everything that I like, you know what I'm saying?
So that means you buy Gucci?
Do I buy Gucci?
He ain't like that one. You ain't got an answer. We gonna be quiet right there. I'm gonna ask you this. You ain't got an answer. Answer that one. We gonna keep it. You, keep it to yourself.
You, I will say this.
That nigga said I buy everything that I like.
Will you?
So that's all I'm gonna say.
When you take a girl out on a date. You paying?
So you think it's worth it to pay for convenience?
Is it worth it to pay, if that's your preference?
I'm saying, do you pay for convenience?
Nah.
No, I.
Like, I will say situational, but it's I don't know.
Okay. All right, we're going to wrap this up. That was funny. What's your favorite debut album of all time? Debut. I can rattle some off for you if you need some names. Jay-Z's was fire. Kendrick's was fire. 50's was fire. The Game was fire. You like T.I., you can think about T.I. if you want to.
It ain't T.I., baby. Yeah. I didn't catch on honestly, I didn't catch on T.I. to Trap Me. And then I went back and listened to the first album.
Rick Ross. Something maybe somebody might think of.
I'm trying to think of what, debut just, blew my mind. I will say this, the debuts I know I listen to the most, Snoop's Doggy Style and 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, you can't. I can't front on either one of those. I think Kendrick has a strong debut album too.
I was thinking Kendrick too, but I listen to Pimp a Butterfly more than I listen to the debut.
For real?
Yeah.
I did not. I can't get into
it. It has a strong message.
I just can't get into it. Butterfly, you much better brain than me because you gotta, don't get it.
You gotta sit and enjoy it for real, for real. It got a message in that shit.
I feel you, but I'm straight, bro. It was I like the album with no songs that are mastered on it. It was a green one.
Oh yeah, the untitled one.
Yeah. I love that album. You know what I mean? But yeah, the Butterfly, you can keep that shit. I ain't like that motherfucker. At all right, yo. God damn, yo. This was fun, yo. We got into some good deep rap shit, yo.
For sure.
First off, this was some geeked out rap. This was a geeked out rap goddamn pod. You gotta be deep in this shit to really like this shit. You feel me? And I hope everybody made it through, yo. We talked about some cool ass shit, yo. And I appreciate you shitting with me, bro.
Sure. Appreciate the invite, man.
Hell yeah, yo, you definitely can come through, yo. Definitely gotta bring my nigga Pedro. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Eventually the whole squad gonna be up here. Cause like I said, I got more artists than I'm fucking with.
Yeah, bro, everybody could come. This was my 10th episode, so I'm real happy about this, yo. I appreciate everybody who rocked with me, yo. Thank you for coming through, bro.
Appreciate the invite again.
Word up, yo. This is the Pod Daddy One. Holla at me, yo.
Hello.